When women look at men, what do they see? Simple question, right? Not so much, the organizers of an exhibition on view at Indiana University's Kinsey Institute Gallery would argue, because the ways women look at men have been largely absent from our visual culture. WFIU's Yael Cassandra reports from the show Man as Object, Reversing the Gaze.
In discussions of the visual arts over the last few decades, there may be no term that has generated more rhetoric and elicited more groans than the male gaze. We know the drill. The history of art is a succession of images of women represented by men. Woman is object, man is subject.
You know, when you look at a woman, you see beauty, you know. And I think it's because we've been seeing it for thousands of years. We've been told that this is beauty.
You begin to realize just how deeply that equation is rooted in our culture as soon as you bring out artwork where that equation is subverted.
Doesn't this look angry? That was the response that I got from my sister-in-law.
Brenda Olbaum is the National Midwest Vice President for the Women's Caucus for Art.
You know, even my husband's response was number one, this is pornography. And the other thing that he said was, this is gay. And so he didn't want to even look at it.
The images Olbaum's husband was so scrupulously avoiding appear in the catalog for the traveling exhibition she created, Man as Object, Reversing the Gaze.
This image is from a series that shows all my favorite male body parts.
Artist Della Calfi has a photograph in the show.
I've heard men artists speak like this, but I've never heard a woman artist speak like this, and I do feel pretty awkward talking about it.
Calfi was one of nine participating artists who came from all over the country to attend the opening of Man as Object at the Kinsey Institute. She had decided to submit the nude to the juried show, which originated at the Soma Arts Cultural Center in San Francisco, because of the response the photo got from her female friends.
This image in particular was just sitting out, and I had so many friends that when we were talking, they would see the image, and they would get distracted, and they wouldn't hear what I was saying.
Calfi's three-quarter view of the back of a standing male torso drew its inspiration from the female caryatid figures that form the pillars in ancient Greek architecture. Well, that and her appreciation of the male physique.
My sexual history is really boring. I had a 46-year phase of heterosexuality.
Photographer Laura Hartford's male nudes are also featured in the show.
And so, you know, if I have to be in a room with pictures on the wall, I'd rather be in a room with a bunch of good-looking guys on the wall than a lot of female nudes.
Hartford's nude male subjects recline like odalisques or are draped with garlands of flowers like pre-Raphaelite beauties.
My work is a reaction to women sort of always looking at themselves as an object versus looking outside themselves towards what they're actually drawn to. You know, I think that it's really important that women's work reflects themselves and their own sexuality rather than what we as a culture have decided is what we should be looking at, which I think is naked women.
The exhibition Man as Object examines the male body and the expression of masculinity from female, feminist, and transgender perspectives.
When I first heard about the show, I was intrigued.
Molly Nuzzo's oil paintings of young transgender men are also on view in Man as Object.
Because the idea of the male gaze, it is, you know, the idea of active men looking at passive women, but it also exists purely within a heterosexual framework. And so the idea of reversing the gaze, for me, still existed within that heterosexual framework. And I really wanted to bring some queer work into the show. So how can we explore queering the gaze and not just reversing it? Are we sort of turning it upside down and inside out? What happens when we view a body outside of that binary framework?
These were among the questions the organizers hoped to address with Man as Object, which first opened in November 2011 at SOMARTS in San Francisco.
The original show in San Francisco had 117 artists. That included Lynn Hirschman, Carolee Schneeman, Annie Sprinkle, Melissa Wolf, Juan Alicia, you know, among some others.
Reinforcing the pantheon of feminist artists is a big part of Karen Goodfriend's job, as the National Exhibitions Director for the Women's Caucus for Art, which sponsored Man as Object.
The organization began in 1972. Our mission is artist activism and promoting women in the arts. And along with exhibitions, we also have a fabulous program that we recently started, which is a legacy program where we're working with women artists getting their work into museum collections. Many people are surprised to find that less than 8% of artwork in museums and commercial galleries are women artists, and it is our mission to change that.
For me, it was the National Organization of Women that came on the scene, and the whole thing in the 60s.
Photographer Patricia Izzo has a piece in the show.
So that changed me entirely and changed my art. It changed a lot about me. So I was a feminist without even knowing what the word meant.
Izzo's intuitive feminism comes across in the uncontrived sensuality of her image, One Night Stand, in which the viewer gets to ogle a half-clad young man looking away while he finishes a cigarette. The subtext of the title, Izzo explains, is that
it's her one-night stand. It's the reverse. All he's going to do is put his shirt on, finish his cigarette, and go. See you later. It's nice talking to you. I'll call you.
Things are starting to turn.
Organizer Karen Goodfriend is convinced that mainstream culture is starting to incorporate the ways women look at men.
The David Beckham ad during the Super Bowl, you know, the camera lovingly like just circling his just beautiful, beautiful body. Of course, it was an advertisement for, I don't even know what brand of underwear, who cares? But, you know, if we can have that during, you know, the Super Bowl halftime, it's like, wow.
You can look just as easily, you know, as a man can look. And why not? Why not? So the taboo's been lifted.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Man as Object, Reversing the Gaze is on view through June the 29th at the Kinsey Institute Gallery on the Bloomington campus of Indiana University. Images from the show are on our website at wfiu.org/arts.